Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
That must make banking hard.
That must make banking difficult.
Direx or whatever it is.
Direx.
Race you to dead man's curve.
Yeah. Dead
because
man's
people
curve.
Die. They'll say, I'll give it a goog.
Give it a goog.
I'll pee in that cup.
I'll pee in that cup.
Is that why you call me Mrem all the time?
Mrem.
Just ask Toggy.
You dipstick?
Yeah, you dipstick.
Yep. They call French fries palm frites.
Hello, friends. The latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers show number 64 just hit. I've got a free clip from that show for you to check out. The full show. We go about an hour. I think this show was about 50 minutes, actually, but typically about an hour. The full show is available on my Patreon. Entirely different platform from the free platform. It's at patreon.com/Herrick Zane. And you can sign up for free. I actually have a 7-day free trial on there. No questions asked, guaranteed. If you sign up, you can cancel it anytime before the end of that 7 days. And I won't charge you for the $5 or $10 a month to get my shows. So there you go. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is audio, video, live streams, first crack at new material, and joining us on the Zoom for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So there's a lot going on there and a lot of material for you to check out. And do it for free. Try it out for 7 days free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? They're doing a topic about things or sounds that you don't really hear anymore.
Okay.
I guess an example would be like dial-up internet sound.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, that's horrible. What a dumbass topic.
Right.
I mean, you're just basically going, oh, yeah, yeah, there's that one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now in this clip, Kelly mentions something about a sound she rarely hears, and it's the sound of a CD or a DVD player opening and closing.
Okay, yeah.
With like a regular disc or a DVD.
Right.
Now, Hot Wings chimes in with the quote, I did that with a DVD last week.
All right.
Now, that would have been fine, but he did not stop there. He kept going.
Okay.
Now, we had to get the entire Hot Wings minute-by-minute breakdown of how he put a DVD into the player.
Nice.
And boy, does this get involved. Holy shit.
All right.
CD going in was always like so smooth.
I did that with a DVD last weekend.
Yeah.
Because I decided, the kids will... They're old enough now. We should watch Anchorman. They're gonna like think that's funny, and then all of the channels I had, it was on one that I don't have, so it was like $5. And I go, Well, I have the Blu-ray downstairs, so let me go get it. And I put it in the little old $30 DVD player that I bought just for this.
What was the normal way?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
So we had to get the minute-by-minute breakdown explaining the sound of the DVD opening and closing. In Hot Wings world, we have to get his rationale to let the kids watch Anchorman. We get Hot Wings figuring out that it costs a few bucks to watch it on a pay channel. We get him going over the idea of going downstairs to find the DVD and then him finally putting the DVD into the player.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
That was the story.
Yeah. It could have, like you said, it could have just been, I did that last week with the DVD when my kids wanted to watch Anchorman.
Now,
boom. Over.
Not by a long shot.
Oh, shit.
What's the matter? Oh.
No, I'm just surprised.
I thought you heard a fucking gunshot.
Oh, no.
Not by a long shot. Is he's going to segue from DVD tray opening talk to other things people won't hear anymore.
Okay.
But a couple other ones that I was thinking about is nobody will ever hear the national anthem, the version at the end of the broadcast day. Remember
Explain
that?
Explain what that is for people that are younger.
Okay, now unfortunately, we hear free beer requests that Hot Wings, quote, explain something.
Yes.
You never, ever want Hot Wings to explain anything.
Definitely not.
He hears free beer say, explain that. He's like, this is my big moment.
He just got a boner.
Yes. And boy, does he, with an explanation of the national anthem being played at the end of a TV broadcast day. This is that cool breakdown of Hot Wings talking about just that.
Remember
Explain
that?
What that is for people that are younger, because that's not, I don't remember seeing that. I've heard about it.
I definitely remember that. It was more on like the UHF channel. So you had different frequencies. Oh, there was UHF and VHF.
Don't know what that
right.
Is.
I know. Right. So like your main broadcast channels were like 2, 4, 8, or 7 or whatever. And so, and then you'd get up into the UHF and that was always where they had like monster movies.
Okay. Now this could easily have been some TV stations would end programming at midnight. So they'd play the national anthem.
Yes.
But we have this.
He's on weekends and PBS and stuff like that. But a lot of those channels at like 1 a.m. or whatever would go off the air. The signals would go dark.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so at the end of the broadcast day, you'd hear, this concludes our broadcast day. And it'd be dun, 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 dun. And they'd just show a flag waving. And it was always on our black and white television.
And then it'd finish.
And then it would go. And then another noise no one will ever hear again. Broadcast snow. And it would just go.
They literally shut off the transmitter.
Everything would go off. And
people use that noise to fall asleep. Now they call it white noise.
Yeah, and it was. Yeah, it was a version of white noise.
Huh.
Like, whoa. Yeah. Sorry, I kind of stepped on that.
No, no. And we're going to go over this bit by bit. I wanted you to hear it in its entirety. That's a one-minute explanation.
Shit. All right. Was that Tommy at the end that
does
that?
Yes, it was. It was okay. Tommy. We're gonna break this down bit by bit. It all starts out weird as Free Beer and Hot Wings are talking all over each other as Hot Wings mentions something that no one remembers, UHF channels.
Yeah.
Remember
Explain
that?
What that is for people that are younger, because that's not, I don't remember seeing that. I've heard about
it. I definitely remember that. It was more on like the UHF channel. So you had different frequencies. Oh, there was UHF and
people
VHF.
Don't know what that
right,
is.
I know, right?
That. All that.
Yeah. Like, he says UHF, and then he goes, you can tell he's going to go explain it, because he says so, and then he starts to explain it, and then Freebeer just always has to jump
he blurts
over everybody.
On him.
Yeah.
But let's go back even further. There is no need for him to talk about UHF.
Because
then he feels the
not.
Need to explain what that is and why it is. Yep. And it doesn't, this whole thing is stupid to begin with. You don't have to try to make it more boring and full of minutiae that no one gives a shit about.
So true.
So instead of talking about the national anthem, Moron takes a deep dive on different types of TV channels.
So like your main broadcast channels were like 2, 4, 8, or 7 or whatever. And so, and then you'd get up into the UHF and that was always where they had like monster movies on weekends.
So what?
Yeah. And he's laugh talking through it.
Yes, he is. But, monster movies. As Hot Wings continues to unpack this massive suitcase of info about TV stations, notice how Greg and Steve try to feign interest.
Where they had like monster movies on weekends and PBS and stuff like that. But a lot of those channels at like 1 a.m. or whatever would go off the air. The signals would go dark.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised we didn't get a... Oh, wow. That's wild.
And I've noticed this when Hot Wings is droning like this, you'll get a lot of people going, And I think they're trying to hurry him along. I remember that. I remember feeling the need to like try to do that in hopes that somehow that would speed this along to some degree, and it never did.
Right.
He doesn't pay attention to that. Apparently, the feigning interest thing is wearing off as Tommy did it too.
Oh, wow.
And so at the end of the broadcast day, you'd hear, This concludes our broadcast day. And it'd be dun, 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 dun. And they'd just show a flag waving, and it was always on our black and white television.
And then it'd finish.
Why tell me it was on your black and white
TV? And then it would go, and then another noise no one will ever hear again, broadcast snow. And it would just go.
They literally shut off the transmitter.
Everything would go off.
Huh. 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 Oh, wow. Huh. Oh, wow. Huh.
That's going to do it. My free clip of Who Are These Freebeers? Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again for checking this out. Have a good one. Bye-bye.